皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
こんにちは、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Kat here. Welcome to Newbie Series Season 5, Lesson 22. Staying busy from Monday to Friday in Japan. Thank you very much for joining us.
ナオミ先生、元気ですか？
Are you okay?
元気じゃないです。すいません、風邪です。
ナオミ先生、you can probably tell from her voice has a cold, so please forgive us and bear with us in this lesson.
はい、すいません。
じゃあ、キャットさん。
はい。
Please tell us what we are going to learn in this lesson.
In this lesson, we're going to learn how to use the particles から、まで、and に。
Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
This conversation takes place at home, and it's between Kent, Madoka, and Madoka's mother.
What level of Japanese are they speaking?
Madoka and her mother speak informally, but Kent speaks formally when speaking to Madoka's mother. Now, if you're listening on an iPod,
or an iTouch or iPhone,
click on the center button of the iPod or tap the screen on an iTouch or iPhone to see the notes for this lesson while you listen.
Read along while you listen.
This technique will help you remember faster.Okay, so let's listen to the conversation.
じゃあ、ケント君はサッカー部に入るの？
はい、入ります。
毎朝練習するの？
はい、月曜日から金曜日まで朝と夕方練習します。
すごい！月から金まで？土日は？
もちろん。練習するよ。
え、嘘。本当？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
じゃ、ケント君はサッカー部に入るの？
はい、入ります。
毎朝。練習するの？
はい。月曜日から金曜日まで朝と夕方練習します。
すごい。月から金まで土日は
もちろん練習するよ。
え、嘘。本当？
今度は英語が入ります。
じゃあ、ケント君はサッカー部に入るの？
So, Kent, you're joining the soccer club?
はい、入ります。
Yes, I am.
毎朝練習するの？
Will you have practice every morning?
はい、月曜日から金曜日まで。朝と夕方練習します。
Yes, we practice morning and evening from Monday to Friday.
すごい！月から金まで？
Wow, from Monday to Friday?
土日は？
What about the weekend?
もちろん練習するよ。
Of course they have practice.
え？嘘？本当？
What? No way. Really?
So, they have practice every day of the week then?
Yep, including the weekends.
Wow, that's a lot of practice.
Yeah.
I think even Kent was surprised at the fact that they have to practice on the weekends too.
I think Japanese clubs and sports teams are pretty strict when it comes to practice.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. Mm. And not only practice, but the senpai, kohai, senior-junior relationships are really strict as well. Mm. Like the kohai who are younger have to do stuff for the older senpai.So they have to do the dirty work, basically, like washing the uniforms or like bringing the drinks to the practices, etc., etc.
So, right. If it's a sports club, they might have to set up for practice or carry around the equipment.
Yeah, I avoided those clubs when I was on study abroad. But did you belong to any sports clubs in high school or university, Naomi-sensei?
Tennis and ski and snowboard.
Wow, that's a lot.
But they're not called bu.But sounds really serious. The clubs I belonged were called sakuru, Sakuru means club, and it has more relaxed and fun-oriented atmosphere.
Ah, so in English we only have one word club, but the word club can be translated in two different ways in Japanese.
Actually, three. There's another one called kurabu.
What's the difference between them, do you think?
Well, it really depends on the school, but bu sounds the most serious. Kurabu is less serious than bu. Both bu and kurabu usually can get financial support from gakko or school, but sakuru doesn't. Generally speaking, the main purpose of sakuru is to have fun.
I see. Okay, so now let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we're going to look at is
bu.
Club, department, division.
Bu.
And next?
練習する.
To practice.
練習する. 練習する.
And next?
夕方.
Evening.
夕方. 夕方.
Next?
すごい.
Wow, great, amazing.
すごい. すごい.
And finally?
嘘.
No way.
嘘. 嘘.
So now, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word we'll look at is
すごい.
Wow, great, amazing.
This is a really common word, isn't it?
Definitely. You'll hear it all the time. It's an e-adjective, so it can come before nouns, but it's used just as an exclamation a lot of the time.
Right. If someone tells you something you find interesting or amazing, you can say すごい.
Yeah, especially if you're impressed by something.
そうね, right. If you say this, it sounds like you're impressed.
And the next word is?
嘘.
No way.
This word literally means lie.
Right, 嘘 is a lie, but when you say it as an exclamation, like 嘘, then it's more like no way.
そうそうそう.
You can't believe what you've just heard.
Exactly. You aren't actually calling someone a liar. So.
Right, it's like you lie. No, it's more like no way. So don't worry, you aren't saying that what you're hearing is a lie or accusing anyone. It's just the same as saying no way or you're kidding in English. So it's quite a mild expression, actually.
そうですね, right. It's pretty casual as well.
Yeah, you really wouldn't be saying this in a formal situation of any kind. It's very casual and quite young as well, I think, actually, for young people. So, we just learned すごい, right? So you can use すごい if you're impressed by something and 嘘 if you're taken by surprise in a casual situation.
You could even use them together. 嘘, すごい.
No way, that's awesome, or something like that. And the last word is?
ぶ.
Club, department, division. More than a word, this is more of a suffix, right, Naomi-sensei?
Right. You add it to the end of our word.
In the dialogue, we heard the word サッカー部, which is soccer team or soccer club.
The word for soccer, サッカー, plus the word for club, 部.
So what are some other clubs that exist?
Well, besides the sports clubs, there are also clubs for martial arts, such as 柔道部,
judo club,
空手部,
karate club.
And also, brass bando bu.
Brass bando is, as you might expect, brass band, so a brass band club.
There are lots of different kinds of clubs.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to use the particles kara, made, and ni. First, we'll focus on kara and made, since these two are often used together as a pair.
Okay, let's start with kara first.
Kara is a particle that marks the starting point, such as place or time. It is the equivalent to from in English. Notice that it comes after the noun you're talking about. Let's give an example.
今日 means today and から means from. So 今日から means from today.
Do you see how the word order is opposite from English? In English, the word from comes before the noun, but in Japanese, the particle から comes after the noun.
Let's do another one. イギリス is England. So イギリスから means from England.
You might remember the phrase place
から来ました
from the earlier newbie series meaning I'm from place. So,
イギリスから来ました.
I'm from England.
So now you know that から means from.
And the other particle is
まで
Made marks limitation or extent. It is the equivalent to until or to in English.
So let's use the word 今日 again. 今日 is today and made is until. So 今日まで means until today.
Again, like から, it comes after the noun. So remember, A から is from A and B made is until B.
Like we mentioned earlier, they are often used together. A から B まで, from A to B.
They were actually used together in the dialogue, weren't they?
Ah, そうですね, right. Kent was talking about soccer practice and he said, 月曜日から金曜日まで練習します。
We practice from Monday to Friday. Let's break down this sentence.
月曜日から
from Monday
金曜日まで
to Friday
練習します。
We practice.
月曜日から金曜日まで練習します。
We practice from Monday to Friday. How about another example?
If the practice was from 7 to 9, you could say 7時から9時まで練習します。
We practice from 7 until 9. Let's break this down too.
7時から
from 7
9時まで
until 9
練習します。
We practice.
7時から9時まで練習します。
We practice from 7 until 9.
Did everyone get that?
So one more time, the word for from is
から
and the word for to or until is
まで.
Great. Now let's move on to the particle に. The particle に indicates movement towards a place. It's similar to the preposition to in English.
It's often used with the verbs 行く
to go,
来る
to come,
入る
to enter, etc.
はい。
The pattern for using this particle is place plus に plus the verb.
Right. So it comes after the place you are talking about.
Let's show an example.
Okay. 明日東京に行く。
I'm going to Tokyo tomorrow. Let's break this down.
明日
tomorrow
東京
Tokyo
に
to
行く
go
明日東京に行く
I'm going to Tokyo tomorrow. So how was に used in the dialogue?
ケント君はサッカー部に入るの?
Kent, you're joining the soccer club? So here, soccer is not a place, obviously, but we use に because we are using the verb 入 to enter, which almost always takes に.
That's right. サッカー部に入る, literally, to enter the soccer club, to join the soccer club.
Oh, and we didn't have time to cover it in this lesson, but we go over how to create a question with the particle は in the lesson notes.
そうですね。This was in the dialogue, so make sure to read the explanation so that you can fully understand.
And that's about all we've got time for this lesson. Don't hesitate to let us know if you have any questions at all. Leave us a comment in the comment section. Just stop by JapanesePod101.com,
click on comments,
enter your comment and name,
and that's it.
No excuses. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Thanks for listening, everyone. ありがとうございます。
Until next time.
じゃあまた。
じゃあ、ケント君はサッカー部に入るの?
はい、入ります。
毎朝練習するの?
はい、月曜日から金曜日まで朝と夕方練習します。
すごい!月から金まで?土日は?
もちろん練習するよ。
え?嘘?本当?